Hello and welcome back to the Sefer HaMitzvot podcast. Today we will learn positive mitzvah number 52. Positive mitzvah number 52 is to give a kohen the first of the sheep's wool shearings. As the Torah states, Vereshit gez tzonecha titen lo. And the first of the shearing of your sheep you shall give to him. Referring to the Kohen. So as noted in podcast for positive mitzvah number 50, we're now in a series of mitzvot related to the Kohanim. And similar to the prior mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 51, which was to give a specific gift to the Kohanim of the foreleg, the cheeks, and the maw, this mitzvah is yet another gift that we are required to give to Kohanim. Positive mitzvah number 52 is to give the gift called Reshit Hagez, which is the first of the shearing. When one has a sheep and they shave the sheep or shear the sheep's wool, a portion of that has to go to the Kohen. Okay, so if you know the popular children's song, Bow Bow Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes sir, three bags full. I guess according to this mitzvah, one of those three bags you got to give to the Kohen. Now, to go through the details of this mitzvah, this only applies to sheep as opposed to other animals. So it wouldn't apply to a cow, for example. The wool of a sheep is what this mitzvah applies to. Reshit gez tzonecha of your sheep. Now, there's a minimum amount. Let's say a person has only one sheep, then they would not be required to give a portion of that wool to the Kohen. It's only if the person has a minimum of five sheep and each of the sheep have the weight of 12 sela'im worth of wool. So that's a weight measurement. So whatever that unit is, which I won't bother to convert for the purpose of this podcast, but essentially, you know, you could, just as you have a weight measurement of pounds, similar, or ounces, similar. So you have 12 sela'im worth on each one. So you have to have a minimum of five sheep with 12 sela'im worth. So that's a total of 60 sela'im of wool. So that's giving you the minimum amount of wool that this requirement kicks in. So if you only have only one sheep or two sheep, this requirement would not apply. It's only if you have five sheep with a minimum of 60 sela'im of wool, then this would apply. This mitzvah would apply. How much of the wool do you have to give? So our sages teach us, Chachamim teach us, 1/60. So if you have a minimum of 60 sela'im, then at least you're giving at least one sela worth. Now, if someone has thousands of pounds, then you should give 1/60. So 1/60 is about 2%. So about 2% should go to the Kohen for this. It could be any Kohen that you choose. There's no a Kohen can't come to you and say, hey, this is my will, give it to me. The giver decides which Kohen it goes to. There's no Kohen that could come demand it. The choice belongs to the giver. So that's what this mitzvah is. To recap, positive mitzvah number 52 is to give a Kohen the first of the sheep's wool shearings, the shavings of the wool that you shave off a sheep. This mitzvah is similar to the prior one where this is called a matana, a gift that we give to the Kohen. This gift is called a reshit hagez. It's essentially when you have a sheep, you shave it off. The first portion that you shave, you give to the Kohen, which what that means is you're, again, giving like a small tax of your wool. It now belongs to the Kohen. The Kohen can do whatever he chooses to do with it. It fully belongs to him. There is a minimum amount of wool that you have to collect before this obligation begins, which is 60 sela'im worth. And our sages teach us that when doing this mitzvah, you should give at least 1/60 of the wool that you've sheared, that you've shaved, you should give at least 1/60 to the Kohen.